Ashrei ha'am she'Hashem eleikav. Fortunate, happy is the nation that have Hashem as their God. The Malbim says there are lots of things we need to be happy for, but the most important thing to be happy for is that Hashem is our God, that Hashem is with us, around us, that we are the flock and He is our shepherd. He is intimately involved in our lives. Whereas the Shlach HaKadosh says that He can do anything. How can you not be happy when you realize that Hashem can do absolutely anything and everything? In fact, the Yesod V'Sherish HaAvodah says at this point, when you say the words, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Aleikav, you're meant to fill your heart with simcha, with a tremendous simcha, and the thought of being connected to Hashem, to thank Hashem for all that He's given us, that He allows us to get close to Him. Ultimately, this is the goal, to be attached to Hashem. That's true happiness. That's true simcha. Anything in this world is just imagined pleasure. It's counterfeit pleasure. Or it's perhaps just a stepping stone to be able to experience the true pleasure of connecting to the creation. Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Chalel Ha'am Shehashem Aleikav. To feel that simcha, to feel that happiness of being connected to the infinite source of all of existence. But it's that connection that leads to a sense of calmness and security. Appropriate for tefillah, says the Sfarna, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Aleikav, we recognize the Creator and daven to Him. But the Rekech says it's not just that you daven, it's that you trust in Hashem. You take comfort, you seek refuge in Hashem. That He has the ability to protect us and save us. Shlavram says, yeah. We rely on Hashem, on His midas harachamim and His chesed. It's not some ogre in the sky. He isn't just out to get us. He loves us. He's there to protect us. So Hashemis is something mind-blowing. The rest of the world is trapped by teva, by the laws of nature. Klal Yisrael, when we read about it in the parasha in a couple of weeks' time, when we go free from Yitzias Mitzrayim, we go free from all the boundaries and the bonds of nature. And therefore we can be mekabel His Elokus, we can accept His godliness upon us. That's what it means, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the Aseres HaDibros. I'm your God. I only associate my name with you. And therefore we unify Hashem's name twice a day. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Klal Yisrael. Connect to the Creator. That means we play by a totally separate set of rules. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Aleikav. We have this direct connection to Hashem. We're not like the nations of the world. We're not limited, we're not bound by the laws of nature in the same way. Perhaps that's why Elokim is Teva, is HaTeva. The Shem Havai Yud Kevavke is that Hashem creates everything. Ashrei Ha'am. That we're not limited by Teva. We're not limited by nature. Shehashem Aleikav. The name Yud Kevavke, that He's our God.